Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Michigan Department of Community Health is Angela Minicucci. How are you today, Angela?
I'm good. How are you, Kevin?
Doing fine, thank you. Well, we've had it in the news for a couple of days, and I know it's the news has even gone statewide about finding PFCs in fish in the lower Ossabaw River. And before we get to that, what are we talking about when we talk about PFCs? What are those?
So PFCs are perfluorinated chemicals that can pose a risk to human health. They're often found in firefighting foams or nonstick Teflon manufacturing. And the only known site of PFC contamination in Michigan is the former Wirt Smith Air Force Base in Oscoda. What we believe has happened is while that Air Force Base was in operation, they were using these chemicals, and they made their way onto the ground and through runoff into the river. And because of that, they've built up in the fish that live in the river and the lower Ossabaw River, as well as Clark's Marsh, year-round.
Okay.
So we are concerned that people eat those, and if so, they'll have a buildup of these hazardous chemicals in their body.
I see. Now, you know, we recently got this information, but the base has been closed for a long time, so this is something that's probably been ongoing for a while then.
That's correct. As far as the contamination itself goes, we continually take fillets from fish around the state, including Clark's Marsh and the Ossabaw River, and we recently, in May of 2012, discovered the contamination of the fish. So that's when we issued the Do Not Eat Fish Advisory, and that's when we became aware of the contamination.
And that Do Not Eat Advisory is for anyone, not just, I know we've had fish advisories in the past that were for pregnant women and that kind of thing. This is for anyone, right?
Specific to the fish that live in the river year-round, perch, bass, and panfish, that's correct.
All right. Now, for anybody who's maybe just tuning in, wants more information on this, there are going to be a couple of meetings dealing with this issue for our local people.
That's correct. We will be having an open house as well as a community meeting on Thursday, January 24th. It'll allow residents to come see the data that we've collected, ask any questions, and talk with the Department of Community Health staff about what our recommendations are.
All right, January 24th, they're at the Oscoda Township Conference Center. Now, 2:30 to 4:30 is kind of the open house. That's for anybody who wants to come in, just kind of glean the information?
That's correct.
And then after that, the public meeting will be from 6 until 8 p.m. And now, who's expected to be at that meeting? I would imagine Department of Community Health?
We will. We'll also have individuals there from the Air Force Civil Engineer Center working with us on the cleanup, various partner agencies on the cleanup, and the local health departments as well.
All right, because I'm sure the main people who are going to be really interested in this is anybody, obviously, who fishes the river on a regular basis, and they are welcome to come on in and find out more information then.
They are, and like we mentioned, the main concern with the fish is the ones that live in the river year-round. Migratory fish that come from Lake Huron, such as walleye, salmon, or trout, they aren't expected to have high levels of PFCs, and we have separate guidelines through the Michigan Eat Safe Fish Advisory that we'll also be discussing for other various species of fish as well.
Okay, and again, for anybody who may just have tuned in, we're talking about only fish caught in the Clark's Marsh and lower Ossabaw River area?
That's correct.
Okay, so the other parts of the Ossabaw River, no problems with fish in those areas?
Well, not for PFC contamination. Right. We have separate guidelines for those in the Michigan Eat Safe Fish Advisory.
Exactly. Now, if they wanted more information before these meetings, do you guys have a website? Can they go to the Michigan.gov website? How would they get more information right now?
We do. The Michigan Eat Safe Fish Advisory is actually online electronically at Michigan.gov/eat-safe-fish. If you go there, you can pull up any marsh or any river, lake in the state, and it'll give you advisories for the various species and what we do recommend different individuals eat.
All right. And, you know, I'm sure we may be looking too far in the future, but is this something that can be cleaned up and where in the future those fish will be safe to eat at some point?
We do believe so. We're working with, I believe, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality on that, and they might have more information on the status of that cleanup.
Very good. And, of course, we'll learn more. Again, the open house Thursday, January 24th, that'll be at the Oscoda Township Conference Center, 2:30 to 4:30, the public meeting then from 6 until 8 to discuss the issue. And from the Michigan Department of Community Health, Angela Minicucci. Angela, we appreciate your time, and hopefully we'll get the chance to talk to you again in the future once things start happening there at Clark's Marsh.
Definitely. Thank you, Kevin.